Esther chapter 4. So we've got up to the point where Haman has persuaded the king to make the decree that in about a year's time, all the Jews are to be killed throughout the empire. When Mordecai learned of all that had happened, he tore his clothes in grief. He put sackcloth upon him, he put ashes on his head, and he walked throughout the city, weeping very loudly and bitterly, until he came to the entrance of the palace. He didn't go in because nobody who was wearing sackcloth was allowed inside the palace. Throughout all the provinces of the empire, wherever the king's proclamation was pronounced, there was great mourning among the Jews. They fasted, wept, and cried, and put sackcloth on them and lay in ashes. Now, I said that never in the book of Esther do you actually directly read the word God. Because the idea is that we're reading how the hand of God works in a very subtle way, not visibly. And so here again, you see, it doesn't say that they fasted and prayed to God, but I think you can conclude that they did, that when they were told you're all going to be killed on a certain day, they thought, well, who can save us but God alone? When the servants of Esther told her that Mordecai was outside in sackcloth and ashes, she was very upset. So she sent Mordecai some clothes to put on to replace the sackcloth, but he refused to accept them. So she called Hatak, one of these servants that was appointed as her servant, and told him to go to Mordecai to find out why he was like this. Hatak went to Mordecai in the city square at the entrance to the palace. Mordecai told him all things that had happened and how much money Haman had promised to pay into the treasury if all the Jews could be killed. He gave Hatak a copy of the proclamation that had been issued in Susa, that's the city where Esther was, that ordered the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai told him to take it to Esther to explain the situation to her and ask her to go and beg the king to show mercy on her people. So Hatak did so, and Esther gave him a message to return to Mordecai. If anyone, man or woman, goes to the inner courtyard to see the king without being invited, that person must die. So although she was his wife, or one of his wives, she was not allowed to go to see the king without an invitation. And she could be killed for even going near the king without being invited. So she sends the message to Mordecai saying, that is the law. Everyone from the king's officers to the people in the provinces knows this. Well, surely Mordecai also knew that, and he was telling Esther, take a chance, risk your life to save your people. She said, there's only one way to get around this law, and that is if the king lifts up his golden scepter to the person who comes to see him without invitation, then that person's life will be spared. But for over a month, the king has not sent for me. When Mordecai got Esther's message, he replied with another message, warning her, do not imagine that you will be safer than the other Jews just because you are inside the royal palace. If you remain silent at this time, perhaps help will arise for the Jews from another quarter and they will be saved, but you and your father's family will die and be destroyed. Who knows, perhaps it was for this very time that you were made queen. So Esther replied to Mordecai. Remember, they couldn't see each other. Although she was the queen, she was pretty well, it's like being in prison. She was stuck inside this place just for the king's wives, sending messages by messengers. She said to Mordecai, well, go and gather together all the Jews who are in the city of Susa. Hold a fast and pray for me. Doesn't say to God, but we're to read that in, I think. Don't eat or drink anything for 3 days and nights, and my servant girls and myself will be doing the same. And after that, I will go into the king, even though it is contrary to the law. If I die, I will die. So Mordecai left and did what Esther asked him to do. So she is going to ask the king to save them, although it's not according to the law. And all this looks forward to Jesus, how he, as it were, was prepared to give his life for the salvation of us, his people. So we said before that Esther was rather weak in her faith. The very fact that she'd accepted being the queen, that she had eaten the food that she was given by the officer that was looking after her, all in contrast to Daniel, who refused to do that. And the very fact that it seems that her and Mordecai wanted her to be the queen anyway, and that she's got a name that's associated with idolatry, just like Mordecai is a form of Marduk. They were weak, and yet God works through weak people and sets situations up so that he can use them if they respond. Of course, she could have said, no, I'm not going to risk my life. I'm just going to stay here. But she realized that, as we say, the need is the call. That when you see the need, that's your call to action.